Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for today comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 26. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and experts in the law, and to be killed and on the third day be raised again. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "May you receive mercy, Lord. This will never happen to you." But Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a snare to me because you are not thinking of the things of God, but the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In fact, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. After all, what will it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what can a person give in exchange for his soul?" This is our text. Brothers and sisters in Christ, losing something can often be a traumatizing experience. I'm a pretty forgetful person myself, so I tend to lose things quite a bit. There's nothing quite like that initial shock and fear of realizing that you can't find your wallet or your keys. But even scarier is realizing that you can't find a person. I remember specific times where I was with my mom at the grocery store and I kind of wandered off, but then I lost my mom. But the things that I lost always came back. In reality, my mom was just around the corner in the grocery store, and my wallet was just hidden in between couch cushions. I didn't try to lose my wallet. I didn't try to run away from my mom. But in today's text, our Savior tells us that we need to lose something. The thing that we need to lose is ourselves. What a thing to lose. How do I lose myself when myself is all that I know? Jesus told Satan to get lost, but how do I tell myself to get lost? Here Jesus tells us that it's not an easy task, and if we end up doing this, we will struggle. However, Jesus promises that if we lose ourselves, we gain something much better, eternal life. Verse 24 of our reading for today says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.'" So let's start from the top. Our Savior tells us that we need to deny ourselves. But even the simplest things in our life are hard to deny. If you're on a diet, a piece of cake can be hard to deny. But Jesus isn't just talking about a piece of cake in this text. Jesus is talking about every single sin that our wicked minds crave to do. If you're an alcoholic, a drink can be hard to deny. If you struggle with lust, looking around with a wandering eye can be really hard to deny. But every sin, every little, tiny, little, small sin? Jesus, are you sure? Jesus says in the next verse, "In fact, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." If we keep trying to live our lives in the ways that we want, we will surely lose our lives. Because the way we want to live our lives is only sin. Jesus, can't I just keep doing a few little sins? No, that's not how it works. You need to run away from yourself. You need to forget yourself. You need to deny yourself. You need to lose yourself. If we lose ourselves, eternal life is found placed in the palm of our hand. But when we're living of the world, we live our lives as the world likes to live. Doing so, we often think of the things of this world as greater than the things of God. As we read in today's readings, the prophet Jeremiah and King David himself were preoccupied with the things of this world rather than the things of God. Sin tends to creep into our minds and makes us think that the things of this world are much greater and more important than the things of God. Sin creeps into our minds and makes us think that when things go wrong in this world, there's nothing that can be done. But Jesus says in our reading, after all, what will it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what can a person give in exchange for his soul? We know the answer to that. It's nothing. There is no benefit. There is nothing we can trade for our soul. Even if this hypothetical were possible, the trade just isn't worth it. Living our lives how we want to live on earth is not worth losing eternal life. If we lose ourselves, we gain heaven, but we also gain one more thing, a cross. The next thing that Jesus said to do is to pick up our crosses. But when we think of the cross, we usually think of Jesus as the person with the cross, not me. But chances are we won't be pierced to a cross of wood like our Savior was. No, our cross is different. Our cross is the struggles that we live in our Christian lives. As you well know, we struggle in this life. In our psalm for today, we read that David was going through all kinds of struggles that he thought he couldn't make it through. There have been or will be times when we struggle in this world and we don't think that we'll make it through. But that's just what happens when you're a sinful human living in a sinful world. But as Christians, we know that we're not meant for this world. We are not meant to live on this world forever. When we die, we are meant for heaven. If we deny ourselves and pick up our crosses, we are living different lives than the people of this world because we are made for heaven. But picking up the cross isn't easy. When crosses are placed along our paths of life, we'd rather leave the cross on the side of the road than pick it up and put it on our shoulders. But because our Savior picked up the heaviest cross of all, our God helps us to bear these crosses. David put his trust in God, saying, "My times are in your hand. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your mercy." God responded to Jeremiah, saying, "I will rescue you from the hand of the wicked, and I will deliver you from the grasp of the ruthless." Although we have to go through these struggles and carry our crosses, we can pray for endurance, knowing that God will help us along the way. God will truly deliver us. And with these crosses on our shoulders, we are to follow Christ. In our reading, Jesus explained to his disciples that he had to die and rise again. Just like King David and Jeremiah, Peter in this account was also thinking of the things of this world. Peter said, "This will never happen to you." When Peter said this to his Savior, Jesus then called him Satan. That's brutal. Jesus, one of Peter's closest friends and Peter's personal Savior, called him the devil. That hurts. That's brutal. And even though Peter wanted to follow Jesus' teachings, he didn't quite understand what Jesus had to do. Peter understood Jesus' person, but he did not understand Jesus' purpose. Although Peter wanted to follow Jesus' teachings, he did not want to follow Jesus to the cross of Calvary. Christ's purpose was accomplished on Calvary. Christ's purpose was to go to Calvary and die for our sins. Christ's purpose was accomplished, meaning that we are free to live a new life in Christ. If we follow Christ down the road to the cross, that road to Calvary leads to a different road, the road to eternal life. We struggle as we are given crosses to carry. But after this struggle is over, we know that we are given something for free. We're given a crown. After the cross is taken off your shoulders, the crown of eternal life will be placed on your head, all because of our Savior's cross on Calvary. Your life of struggle will be over, but your new life is given to you in Jesus. The trade for one soul is not worth it, but we know this trade is. If you deny your life of sin, deny your life in this world, we know that a new life is given in heaven, and a cross of eternal, like crown of eternal life, will be placed on our head. Because of sin, we may still be sad when we lose things, whether it be losing prized possessions, family members, or friends because of our faith. We know that we still lose things in this sinful world. But in spite of all of that, we need not be afraid of losing ourselves. Our Savior has found us and keeps us safe in his care, and our earthly lives do not compare with the crown of life that we are given when we die. The Lord has that crown for us in our home in heaven. Jesus' purpose has been fulfilled. Stay strong. The Lord will bring you home. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.